to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, guys, the girls see my favorite host of the most, and we're on
Spreading Humor.
Let's go, man. Let's go.
Yeah, and the triple pies are back.
Back with another banger. Who called us for pies? Who called us for pies?
No, I can't remember. We are Teletubbies.
When?
This Teletubbies with a whole lot of money, though. Oh. If your wallet isn't as big as mine, don't speak.
How about your Listen.
I never announce someone. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that person.
It's too tile.
Oh, congratulations.
I thought I was going to get an apartment, but God said, nah.
I love that for
so
you.
So now I stay in Bryanston. I'm a Bryanston girlie now. It's like
when I'm a balcony. Congratulations.
That's really dope. Like something. But I'm not alone. How much?
Yeah, now we're Brainstein. What's up, everybody? It's Anna on your screens, and welcome to Spreading Humor.
Yes. Hey, what up, it's your boy, Lamas, and doing it. And shit, Get now, local.
What's this?
Look at.
So what's this thing?
I can say it didn't decide depending on the area.
Oh, but
before we start, I was actually thinking, like, when I was showering, actually, I'd like to know, like, what are your, like, top searches on Google?
Mine is probably, like, a random word that I heard on a show, and I was like, oh, that seems like a big word. What does that mean? So, the recent word that I learned was malevolent.
What does that mean?
I forgot. That's why I needed Google. Something to do with, I don't even remember. But the opposite of malevolent is, I think it's benevolent. Yes, that's why.
Malevolent. Mine. It's actually.
Keep on, Mikavon.
No. mine. Okay, I think mine is like we buy cars.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, we buy cars. The main, every time, because I don't know cars, so every time I keep on searching about cars or after not engine tractor again.
Gangvel.
I can see. What's yours?
Mine, it's like when I see like an actor on TV and then like the name say cast or whatever, and then I want to see that person that caught my eye. You know, so I search
and then you go through their Instagram.
Yeah, then you
I love doing that.
I'm surprised that you guys do it like I don't do it like that.
How do you do it?
So let's say you are Sfiso. Why is Sfiso? You'll say you are Matumi on a show, ne? So Kitor Matumi acting on a Strombo show, real name. Kai Google. That's how kids are so
dude, that's why they have the what do you call those things at the end, the credits.
Come on, link your feet.
Sometimes they go fast though.
Come on, not bloody change it again. I can't stop you, someone.
But do you want to know like the Google top Google searches?
Yeah, for this year.
I'm curious. I'm curious.
It's Temu.
Number one.
Wait, at the top.
Yeah.
Temu. That makes sense, Loki.
No, it does.
I thought it was Sheen. actually.
No, but Timo came with a boom because now you can buy like a small couch or like a small iPhone. Everything on Timo is small.
Have
you
why noticed? Is it so small?
No, because when people get their stuff delivered, it's always like a small ass thing.
But why? I don't know.
I get it because you'll find like an iPhone 17 there for 300 rand. Obviously, when it comes through, it's going to be a small little button. What did you expect?
So I think they know that people don't read into detail. Ah. So I think that's another money-making scheme. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, imagine you're actually chill as punchy kaka. You're not on six pack.
Yeah, to run.
No, no, man, we return the mini.
Zile size.
Zile size.
Ah. And then it's number two is General Mkwanazi.
Ooh, makes sense.
Number three, it's Earth Day. Number four, ChatGPT free.
Free.
Yeah.
Wait, Earth Day, is it because of that Rapture thing?
I think so. Actually.
I think we have Earth Day every year.
But yeah. Why would you search Earth Day?
Mara Earth Day. Come on, search Earth Day.
We're not Rapture for sure.
No.
Earth Day is the end of the world.
Ah, okay. So.
And then it's ChatGPT free. And then it's Google Gemini.
Ooh.
Unisa registration. iPhone 17 school. Pro Max. Hangwani Maumela, I hope I'm saying that right. And then it's Fly Survey, 11 rand tickets. Then the last one is Shaka Ilembe season 2.
Did you guys watch Shaka Ilembe season 2?
No, I'm not selling it over.
Tried.
Snippets, I make GR Bimba. I didn't watch it.
Was it Kwabe?
Yeah.
Hey, Neo.
Ooh. Yeah. On point today. But let me read this to you. Mark your calendars for December 10th. The wait is over for the Epic Chillers All Black event. This is just the beginning. The full reveal is coming your way. It's coming your way for the Google Year in Search 2025, where McG and Sol Penduga will break down everything in detail. To our VIPs, if you've RSVP'd, we cannot wait to see you at this legendary gathering. Get ready for an awesome experience. To the squad at home, if you couldn't make it, stay locked in. Be on the lookout for the official episode drop. You won't want to miss this. This is more than an event. It's a moment. Hashtag chillers all black. Hashtag search 2025.
But in you all black?
Yeah.
No, that's why I couldn't come to the UN function solo because I won't lie, it's been okay. This was what was going to be on my mind, but it's been a very like emotional process for me because you know, I moved into the place that I used to live in when I was like only 18, so that place watched me move in as like a small naive girl that knew nothing about the world, and I walked out, you know, a grown young woman. I'm like fighting back tears. And yeah, man, like my mood was like just fluctuating up and down, down. Yeah, so I didn't want to like, you know, affect anybody else's mood izolo, you know, because I was happy that I'm moving out, but also sad that I'm moving out because I never thought that, you know, I'd move out now. I thought I was going to move out when I got married. But oh well, God had bigger plans. Why run?
But anyway, guys, black experience. Are you? I need to get it off.
Wait, but also, like, does it specify if, like, give formal attire or you can just come as black studios?
Ish.
And I give one of my children a theme.
I'm actually suspecting it might be like a formal nice event.
What a worry.
Or do suspect?
I get about it in legendary. So
true.
Waban.
True.
Is it formal? No.
We
are
dressed
like you guys. I tattoo.
Where is tattoo? Oh, there.
But I think I would want to go. Oh, also they got at the year end. You saw they gave us like the books.
Yeah, yeah.
Ja uncancelable.
Let's keep.
Again, I saw Chacham. I've been met you. Met you on what podcast and Chilwa Parra got to have any fair. Jason Lutuso.
Literally.
Bro, Lutuso came with this other. He came with a beanie, ne? When he arrived at the thing, he came with a beanie.
Yeah, uncancelable.
for sure, you on your podcast and chill.
Yeah.
After 10 minutes, oh, very cab. Your podcast and chill. But yeah. So, but how, what came with the decision for you to like move out? Why? Besides
it
the
water. It was after that video call. So I was going through it this week and then Zile like randomly video called me and I was like, dude, like I'm actually fighting for my life, hey? And he gave me like the sweetest pep talk ever. Arienda ubed bitch. Don't allow this to get you down. And then after that, I went on to Property 24 and I was like, you know what? Fuck this. Fuck whatever I'm going through. Fuck my mental health. Fuck my heartbreak. I'm going to go into 2026 a bigger and better yanda. And that's what I'm doing next year.
And now this is true. Recovering, not rushing into things. Also, I wish some things in my what's more, like I feel like we rush into our healing. I feel like Siba went through the same thing at some point, and I saw you go into the same thing. Of by we in our head, we know we are not healed, but we, the circumference, looking, our area doesn't allow you to be
circumference again.
I get circle. Luca. So like your head is still inside, né? But your circumstances doesn't allow you to be to feed the head because you still need to come to spread humors. You still need to do a campaign.
You still need to reply in the streets.
You get me? Like you can't be in a globe. Sanctuary, what's working? Actually, fuck this.
Fuck this. I'm done.
Like I know I'm going through it, but won. But because sometimes we feed into things that longer I didn't benefit and nix.
For sure.
But I'm so proud of you.
High five.
Not even look at me.
Oh no, I was in Limpopo. Oh damn.
When were you in Limpopo?
When I didn't come.
Yeah.
Oh, but you're out bed.
I'm like bad man. I'm
not more. What?
I don't want to call you more. Hey, daddy, you're talking. No. And the sunscreen is very pop. So no bounce. We got a debit order. So yeah, I was thinking important. We can forget. I forgot that. Even if I got your pimple, she.
You always.
I don't think Limpopo like agrees with you. The water there, the sun.
It's attacking.
Like it does not environment. Ella, I agree with you. And environment, you're poor.
Yeah. So like how does it feel, Manoile Kantonya? How
it doesn't feel real.
Ne?
You know. Because like when I see myself in the mirror, I see like an 18-year-old. I see a baby. So now when I have to do like grown woman things like buy groceries, pay tax, blah blah blah, move furniture, I'm just like, this cannot be my life. But you know what?
It is your
I'm
life.
Blessed. And you thank God blessed. For, you know, putting me in this position and thanks a lot to my mom. You know, she motivated me.
Akil Parol.
Mama Diki star. You know, she's been motivating me through everything. Because I think I've cried every day this week just thinking about, you know, all the overwhelming things that I need to do. But like my mom has held my hand through it all. And yeah, man. Ta-da!
Hey, what's that king?
Hey. That deserves a strong bow.
Yeah. Wait, I'm actually realizing this design, né? So you see this design here, the bubbles here actually represent the strawberries. I grab one, it's a strawberry and lime.
Yeah.
So you know how the strawberries are on a tree? But actually, you guys don't.
The black part on a strawberry, the seeds on a strawberry.
No, how is, like you see the branch that holds strawberries?
Okay.
Original, the design, né?
Yeah.
Look at this. Those dots were intentional. Just you guys don't get it.
The dots on the strawberry.
Okay.
Anyway.
Strawberries and the dots of
yes, a strawberry has black dots, right? Exactly. So why the fuck are you laughing?
Are they black or are they like white?
They're black.
They're white.
What about that thing? Talk about woolies.
Woolies are called brains.
Yo, it's called this guy.
But yeah, man. Let me learn something. That's all.
Oh, but what else is on my mind is the. Have you guys watched the Didi?
New week, new thoughts. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is the Didi documentary on Netflix. I watched all 4 episodes and. Yes. I was like, My mouth was open the whole fucking entire time. So, hey, obviously I was born in 2004. So I don't know when Tupac passed away, but I'm sure it was either 90s, before sure. I was born.
1996.
Yeah, you see, before I was born. So it turns out P. Diddy put out a hit on Tupac, right? And on who do you call this? On the Notorious Big, right? Yeah. So I'm watching this and I'm like, because like all my life, I thought it was just like some big conspiracy theory. Maybe it was like some gang war or whatever. Can't you know? It was Diddy the whole time.
Yes.
And now allegedly, you know, him and his eldest son, Justin, they would like participate in like freak-offs together. So like they would like have sex with all these women and then just like pass them around. Mind you, they like...
So by the OG,
mind you, they like all in like the same room. Apparently these freak-offs would go on for like 20 hours minimum.
Is it Justin or King?
Justin.
Okay.
20 hours minimum, 4 days maximum.
Mm.
So imagine having like, you know, sex for like 4 days. They're all in like...
I even learned that there's like... Oily.
Some more.
Anna. PD. Like how... Yo, makalabo la wena.
My chat is, when did he become so evil? Like what led him to become this evil? Because I know some people say like trauma leads you into becoming like a very like messed up person. But like with him, was it his mom beating him up? Was it the loss of his dad at a young age?
I feel like also it's his mom's ways. She would there were different men in the house.
Yeah.
In and out. You know?
Yeah. Even the party. I guess she was hosting a party.
Oh yes. Yeah.
So Nabona, you know, those things, and he thought it was normal, probably. I don't know.
But the killing of so many people, dude, to the point where his son would help him kill people. Yeah. I don't know why,
Yana, is he not in jail?
The kid.
The kid. I will go to jail, Papa was in jail. Let's start there. Papa was in jail. And also, I think.
You think?
I think it's because of you. And also, I think, here's my theory. I think PD. Like he was a normal kid. Ne?
Yeah.
Based off the story, it's collective. And I think where he sits right now as we speak, he doesn't think he's a bad person.
He doesn't.
I think in his head, everything is normal. Like, and also I think his actions were recoupment. You see how I would beat you like this? It's not that deep. The other day, go better. So, it's not that. Every day, I'm thinking, well, the same day I beat you, now go right, go deal everything. I still think it's not the first day, go better. So, the industry may move forward. And also, when people who suffer from proving a point, they tend to do certain things like that. So, it's like, I want to be so cool that no one outcools me.
I think
he got to that point, Ongusha, because of how he was always an ice boy. He was always at the back. I say I creation. He never got his you're like your Tupac. Like even your Biggie Lena had more things. But he had to like manipulate here and then. Then they're like,
oh, that man pulled strings. He did a hell of a lot of nasty shit.
What a terrible man. Why though?
To be at the top.
But was it worth it? Because look at where he is now. What goes up must come down at some point.
That's what he said.
Literally,
that's what he said.
I think everyone knows that. Like, did you not think, okay, after, you know, essaying so many men, so many women, so many kids, after dragging so many people, after killing so many people, after exploiting so many people, I'm still going to be at the top.
I get it. He thought it was untouchable. I get it. What is my police?
I think after that, did you watch the documentary?
Did you?
What?
Why did
like
you
one watch, episode? Nyan.
I watched the other one. Which I want to watch this one. I watched the one that was on Showmax. So now I want to watch the real one.
This one, you must watch it.
It's crazy.
But you know, with that guy, it's like the only people that were paining me in that whole thing are the people that had to experience that around him. Like, you know,
everyone suffered.
I feel bad for the cleaners.
I feel for, bad for the people that got molested.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. But also, just imagine, that's so traumatic. Washing bloody sheets. Mm. And you have to keep quiet about it. There's nothing you can do. Yo, who oily? You are falling.
Asika mafura.
Little king. Like, I want to explain on how he kept on doing the same thing. So, I feel like Olinkabi, your first kill is the scariest one.
Mm-hmm.
You kill the second one, no one knows. You kill, now, everyone knows you kill people. No one is going to come for you. So, the same way Longoring, I closed these things. That's why he never thought he was going to be caught, because he has done way
for sure
other dangerous things. Because I still feel like even the documentaries and the things that we are being told, Mona,
it's not enough.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Steak, kebab. I mean one. When I know kebab, I mean one. I can say, like, I wouldn't be surprised. Hey, I'm so telling now. No, serious.
I hear you.
I hear you.
No, man, that man is insane.
I hope he genuinely rots in jail for everything he's done. And my problem is, okay, so in the documentary, right, they interviewed like two jurors, right? And it's a man and a woman. And the woman, you can clearly see, was like a fan of P. Diddy when she was younger. She was like, no, I used to listen to all his music, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And the man is just like a weirdo. I don't think he understands like abusive relationships, because he was like, oh no, Cassie wanted to be there. She chose to be there. We read through their messages. It was all lovey-dovey, you know. They loved each other at an intense level.
Trauma bond.
Like, I don't think he's deeping the fact that this man was abusing such a young lady. Like, to him, it seemed okay. It seemed normal. Now, the lady's like, oh no, we don't really think he did anything wrong. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know, man. The legal system, the justice system in America is disgusting. And it hurts me to say this, but I think he might get away with, you know, a few things that, you know, he's actually guilty for. Because by the looks of things, he's gotten away with so much for so long. And I think he might be able to do it again.
Man, that wouldn't be fair, because R. Kelly... And then he got jail time.
Why
won't P. Diddy get jail time when he did even far worse?
Because at this point, it doesn't make sense, bro. Like, and also, some of the people, you can tell, or their decisions were made based off hungry stomach.
For sure. Like a little wrong.
And by himself, but he will threaten to bomb you. I'll kill your family if you don't come to this freak off. Daniel. And you go, because that's a wrong.
Damn. I feel
when
like...
you go to the cops, you tell them, oh, P. Diddy is married. Woo! P. Diddy. Sissy. That's from Kulum. Sorry.
But another thing I realized with that thing, when you want to gangster, can America gangster, ki gangster. It's in church, oh, crap, but to a little space go drama. Oh, really, rapper, oh, crap, a little patch.
I'm
gonna pull up in the car, see, hey, ah, little like quarter. I'm gonna roll the chips chat. But one of the beef I got on Jolly X, yeah, in Chilean. Come on, gangster, like a gangster street. Yeah, no, Chicalina, Chick, cock against like a king to Loro, one of Moreo Patriot, like it's crazy.
They make sure.
Ah, come on, keep it to Grea. You know, and a rapper, you know, rapper before. No, I'm not greeting him.
Literally.
Yeah.
I think we were talking to, who was it? Was it that rapper, can I get my. Touchline, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, SA rappers need to take beefs more seriously. I'm not saying now, guys, kill each other.
No.
But I feel like rap beefs, like the ones that AKA and Casper used to do, like what happened with Drake and Tuesday's Drake and Kendrick.
Something. Mara Williams, the country's AKA died.
Right?
Hey.
No, man, I don't think we will.
No,
I'm
saying like beef-wise.
Beef-wise, yeah. We don't have the same beef. Let Messi do Ronaldo, yeah, fair, la plus.
Ah, wabon.
No.
I bet.
Were they ever beefing?
Who?
Messi and Ronaldo.
It was good for the market.
Okay, fair.
You see, I think we need something like a rap beef that's good for the market.
I think boss Malibu na creed.
As much as ever, 1, 2, 3. Eh?
I don't think I've had an internet beef though. Have you? Oh, yes.
No. Ongusha.
Have you?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. What am I even saying? Sorry.
No, but like, you get me. Kilo chingwa chidi pe. One, eki duchi ki iti nagana. I remember, especially when I was fighting with Abu Aaron, Abu Fangu. But my father, Valky, my
it really doesn't even make any sense.
Why am I not liking these guys? Yeah. I like these guys. Then, yeah.
I don't know if the rappers are gonna beef over something hectic, beef over something crazy. I fucked your bitch.
When I went to the Zulu.
Yeah, because nobody's really beefing anymore.
Look, was it Tupac? Yeah, Tupac in a song. I fucked your bitch. 1, 2, 3.
You fat motherfucker.
You fat motherfucker. Matcha, someone who
looks
like.
See, that's what I like. Biggie. So
this fat motherfucker. Let's say I'm fighting with you, ne? I get someone who looks like you in the music video. Then after Kwaka, I will let you fight, motherfucker. I fucked your bitch. Ongusha, come to over. Nah, the crisis in the Calabasas is, hey, shout out. The Nasa to reconnect. Oh, we're all taking. Trata sa. Some half town. Oh, jiga mo. Kintoyabo, mama.
Direct.
I don't know. Maybe that's why hip hop is slowly, I don't want to say falling off, but I think that's why people aren't listening to it as much because it's not as exciting anymore. Yes, we have the Quellas, we have Kill Brady, we have Brother Cooper, Candy Nash, and all these people. But like, the niggas are there and they're all talented, but like, man, I want something exciting. Can someone beef over something? Not even something stupid, man. All these niggas fuck the same girlies. Let's rap about that. Okay, except me. I'm untouchable.
Okay, so Sima.
Strongbow.
No, before Strongbow.
Untouchable as in. I'm not touching the rap community. Let me just say it like that. Yes, thank you.
So, the good thing about the culture, Stogie T did a song with Nasty C and Aries right now. Like, I think that's for the hip hop. What's the name of the song now? Four Horsemen. Yeah, for us, man. So I think it was a good like thing for beef. I mean for hip hop. It was a good addition. But here's the trick part. People think Nasty C and Aries, and I might be wrong. People think Nasty C and Aries were recorded together. You know how you
Oh, like separately.
Yeah, so iTunes around. And another theory is that they were beefing in the those verses. But it's the same song.
That's exactly what I was talking about. That's what we need, man.
But I might be wrong. I can't say, hey. I cannot know, bro. Me and bro are fine. No! Wrong with it.
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow, bro.
Ah, man.
But yeah, we do need it. I feel like, another thing, the good thing, Bafana ya World Cup, ne? So this, today, they're probably going to take out, they're taking out Bafana Dalaling in the group stages.
That's nice. That is well done, Bafana Bafana. Finally, you're doing something right.
Oh! That's what I'm asking. What is group stages?
Chafana, you're going comfortable. It's fine. I don't want to talk about it like that. It's fine.
Because I'll tell you what a group stage
No, I do know.
Okay. Group stage again, you pray.
So, group stage, then, in every, like, today for the first time, I'm not going to lie to you guys. So, in the World Cup, there's going to be a group of four teams in one.
From each country?
No. That's
That's it. I wanna understand.
So four countries
yeah.
in one group. So okay. Let's say it's Osima, Yanda, Leo. And we're in the same group. So at the final of after playing everyone, mm-hmm. each playing everyone, they are taking one or two. I might be wrong though. They are taking one or two from that group stage, and the bottom two goes back.
Everyone is making a stage. I mean, everyone is making a face. So Nkari, you're a bit wrong.
No, I'm not lying, eh? It's one. Yeah, just they're taking one. Who has the most points after playing each other?
And then what?
Then you go to round of 60.
Okay.
Anyway, here is some news that makes sense. Yeah. A big festive season truly kicks off this December with Hollywood Bets. Our partners at Hollywood Bets are giving you 3 million reasons to play this month. It's time to join the Spinner Zonke jackpot race. You can win your share of a massive 3 million rand prize pool this December. The races happen every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday this month. So make sure you are spinning between 8:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. That's when the action happens. To enter, all you need to do is bet 2 rand or more on any Spinner Zonke game during that 2-hour window. You could be one of thousands of winners. So if you're ready to win, go ahead and click the link in the pinned comments below this video. When you sign up, don't forget to use our promo code MACG. This is your chance to win big this festive season. But as always, this is strictly... You won't believe me when I say they just finished it there. This is strictly...
For people above 18.
Thank you. This is for people above 18. Love you guys lots. Play safely. Play wisely. Thank you.
Living safe.
Living safety.
Anyway.
Thomas, ubulala kauba safe. Lina, South Africa, 8 million people wana HIV. Wana wabujava tuwaka safe word. 8 million. Asetu kubulala kababa wawa di Toronto. 8 million.
Wait, how many are we?
64. Don't worry.
What?
64 million.
In where?
In South Africa, we are 64 million.
What?
Including like 7 million or
something. Did you?
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought we're so little. I don't know.
Did you drink all of my cool drink?
Eh, Lisara, the cool Kuliba to 80 million.
That's not how you get HIV.
Sopla, Sopla, Yanda.
Out
of 8 million people we have, and I don't want to joke about this topic there, but 2 million to give my Yanda, Kauri, Yanda, can I have let you go back to my Leliskawara? You get what?
Yeah.
You can get it through Mari.
Guys, you can't get HIV from spits. You can get it from, like, you know, maybe Zile.
Blood.
Yes, blood. Maybe he cuts himself and I have an open wound and we do our secret handshake. Then his blood goes into my blood. An example of how you can get it. Or through sex. Raw sex. Which is why you need to use what? Protection. Mm. Not just the condom. Mm-mm. If you want to be extra, extra safe. Contraceptive too.
Prep. That's for pregnancy.
No, prep. When I and our group told me about no.
pregnancy.
Sorry?
Is it not?
Yes.
Yes, but I'm speaking about safety in general.
Okay.
In case you don't want to have a baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, safety in general.
No, but also prep helps.
So,
I prep and prep. Or a prep, then after what prep.
Boy. Yo, this is trendy, Sanina. No.
Like, in conclusion, guys.
Yeah, now come explain it, Muna.
As you pep, pep.
I think I'm very kisha, so now.
Prep what? What do you do? Do you eat a pill? What do you do?
Yeah, you take a pill. Now, so last time when you used prep,
you
what
look
did
so
you do?
Today, Neo.
I mean, it's general knowledge.
You look like
just have to check it out, right?
Say thank you.
Thank you so much.
You don't see
name.
So there's PEP and PrEP. I forgot what PEP.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Oh, yeah. Please, he will check for us. Né? Yeah, they will check for us. It's PEP and PrEP. So basically, PEP is after, right?
After sex.
Yeah. So now, let's say you're having a sexual encounter, and it was not safe from you didn't use a condom.
So,
please, this is serious.
Yeah. So it was it was not safe, and then now you're scared. You're like, ish, I didn't have a safe sex, so to prevent myself from getting infected, you can take that. Oh. I think there is a process for it. It's like you have to undergo 30 days of taking those pills.
Oh.
You know? And then prep is for before you, you know, you do the sexual activity. Mm-hmm. And you do know that I'm not going to use a condom. So you have to put it. Also, it has its own effects as well. Nothing comes as easy as it is, right? So, yeah.
Please put it on the screen, the explanations.
So please read your article because I find it quite interesting.
I didn't, it's not an
He's
article.
Just thinking of
get
it.
Get information and get science.
Like, where did you just randomly get this information?
I said, when it ran on TikTok. Wait, am I the only one who saw this information?
I didn't see it.
Eventually, just that says HIV. But I could go no real.
HIV.
Look, I'm
gonna clean them. Clean, look, I'm nand. Raw.
Okay.
I want a raw.
But then again, it's not stigmatized against people who have it because there are also people at the end of the day too. You know.
Yes.
And the good thing, no, the good thing about
but use protection, please.
The good thing about like, well, yeah. The what I like, because there's a guy I follow on TikTok, ne? On Leon. He always speaks about it. He always explains it. And you can see the guy. He's healthy AF, like one more. And I like the fact that these days, they are not as awkward. Apa khale monoka your HIV.
You don't even want to share a drink.
Even a spoon.
You overwash.
But now people are so informed that, like, I feel like even if someone in here tells us or they have HIV, don't be
it's
a thing along or when I get like No, serious. Khale, they used to do that, bro.
Literally.
I kid you not. Like, they would tell you, house no, thola, HIV. Like, those type of things.
That's and why people used to be scared to come out and say, hey, this is my status.
Lady Eddie, HIV, Jahal.
We did. You are not being so scary.
You know, virus is green. It will not run down. Yeah, the plastic is all.
Because why were those ads so scary? Like, not even the coronavirus ads were that dramatic.
Corona was not scary on TV.
It wasn't.
The ads just TV and bruh.
My chat is, how did we get from a point where, you know, South Africa used to take viruses like TB and HIV so seriously through marketing to now coronavirus, where now we're singing, Ramaphosa, Siyacela. Like, we don't even care about the virus. We just want to go out and groove. How did we become so desensitized? Is that the right word, Newa? Desensitized? Yeah. Desensitized to, like, viruses. Like, I was 4, I remember, at some point, and whenever those ads came up, I would run away.
I think TB brag. Yeah, papa, you were blue. What's wrong, my car? But like, I think the government fought, eh?
They did.
Yo, they fought. L.O.
Shame.
They fought. They made sure, guys, we know about these things. So I wonder when it comes to HIV and AIDS and TB, they made sure that we, like, only a whole lesson. Yeah.
And I love how they taught people to respect and also be nice to people who have, you know, the...
Because some people are born with it. Why are
So be nice to the person.
They even came to the communities. They'll be like, clinic. So, yes, someone less.
We're hearing you.
Yeah, but I like how they didn't want to, like, lurking.
Exclude the people
that do complicate things because some things really don't need to be complicated.
Let's get into it on Spreading Humors, plugged in with Capitec, where millions of South Africans are banking better.
Ooh. Like your connection. That's why Capitec Connect makes sense. You get low cost, always on prepaid data and airtime, no hidden costs or conditions. What you pay is what you get. Simple as that. I got my SIM My connect SIM in branch, and now I buy data and airtime straight from the Capitec app. No tricky contracts, no sneaky surprises, just connection that works when I need it. Bank on better connection with Capitec Connect. Jesus needs apply. Capitec is an authorized FSP.
That's the tea on spreading humors. Plugged in with Capitec. Bank on a better future.
I genuinely need to switch and save, because I feel like if I had used Capitec, then I would have known about, you know, this HIV thing. It doesn't make sense for me to be so misinformed at such a young age. I'd be safe,
but I just want to say I'm proud on how people treat this topic. Like, it's not a topic alone. Halamun, what do you want to do? Like, because you don't want to. Remember how, kaka, when you're a kid and someone is kissing on the TV.
You look everywhere at the TV.
You pencil guy. Come on, Billy. You get me?
Yeah.
Like, and that used to be the topic, but now we can speak about it, and it's like.
Yeah.
And normal as that.
I'm glad that we've passed that stage where, you know, we don't want to speak about, like, important things. Because now we have platforms like these where, you know, like, the HIV stats of the country, and where you can get, you know, babies and...
Prep.
HIV.
ARV. But no, it's like you see it. You know what? Life, these things happen. Or socialize. Even when I'm a social worker. You know, look, you agree.
Have you guys, like, seen it for HIV?
No, I did.
I have.
Maloba. Looks normal as that. And see, I still have my results in here.
I remember when I did it, I was so scared. I don't know why, but I was so scared.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know. You never know. You never know.
You really never know, especially like in an age where, you know, our peers glorify or romanticize cheating. Like, oh, just have sex with this person and this person and that person and don't use protection. Blah, blah, blah. You never know.
No, I can't live for easy. Kanam. Kalabos na kanam.
No.
No. I would try to live a lot of kanam. When no comment, yes.
Yes.
Oza. Faki is at the penti.
Oh, they put that stick of a pavitol. There is the letter M.
Oh, Kiao, if you are going, you are kidding.
I don't know where
that is. I don't know that stick, guys. No, I've seen it. There's a bread stall. Her legs are up like that.
They send it to you?
No. No,
I know it. I know it.
These are ones are so.
Oh, they put two scissors together like this. That's dope.
8 million.
Keep that in mind, guys.
8 million.
That's actually a lot of people.
That's a lot.
Wait, it's about 1,000. I wonder which province has the most.
Let's Google it.
Is what? Mpumalanga. What are we in?
Yo.
I feel like if we were recording this like back then, maybe like in like not even the early 2000s, maybe like the mid 90s.
You were not born.
No, man. Let's say I was born the mid 90s, right? And people didn't have a lot of education on HIV, and you had just said that Mpumalanga has the most HIV stats. You guys would have walked away from me, because obviously people thought you could get it from like nothing or anything.
Can I sit alone?
Divide the seat.
Yeah, Mpumalanga. Is it because it's Kenyan? Because it's a small, one of the smallest. It's big.
I don't know why.
I'm down here. I'm down here.
That's not funny.
When we do a talk on Mpumalanga, they won't want us.
Exactly. And we've never been.
That's why we didn't go. They didn't with bigger issues.
Hey, can you go on or stand keep your neck, guy?
I'm sure it's number two.
What do you have, Kailisha?
You know how normal it is, Kailisha? Everyone knows, but little I shall police and go.
That's nice though.
It's nothing. It's like, okay. Right.
A lot of things, man, these days.
What are we doing? Like,
I feel like we should normalize these things. Yeah. People with HIV are not animals, they're not monsters.
I'm not for your reason. You're small. And you say HIV.
I never did run away. I know, man. But like, I'm so glad that like we have evolved to like a generation whereby we can speak about those things and we can educate and still like, you know, and it's a good thing. The only thing you know shut down now is for us to be fully looking politically inclined. You read someone on the list, yeah, the top people who are such. I realize you guys don't know that guy.
Hangwanani?
Yes.
Wasn't he from like Scandal or something?
Tibos.
He wasn't
Tibos, sir.
Is it?
Yeah, he's now Tibos on Skinsa.
I thought there was that person.
No, it's not. That's why, you see, I feel like one thing.
Come on.
Eh?
Do you know who this person is?
Yeah, I think it's political. Madlanga Commission. Can you please give me the phone?
If you are in, you know.
Eh? Oh, you sent it? Okay. Oh, never sent it. What's that kid?
Why is it exciting
number two?
Are stats. Okay, you can go fast car. She's the number one. And
that's me, man. You know, I always take the number one spot.
The last country, ne? No, not country. Province. The last province ki Limpopo ka 82.9%.
Okay.
Limpopo. La bona re ha ya re thaga le
kudu. Okay, we get it.
Le bona hore the number 2 7.4 okay, na khono bala di number che ki tla no bala count Western Cape. Ki sima ne?
Number what?
Number second last.
Okay. Oh, Loban.
Eh, hey, second last.
Ali beti biao.
Then ki number ma? Ki 90. Okay.
You're not the third one.
Number 7. Northern Cape. Northern Cape, my behavior.
Oko Kuruman kwa.
Kuruman. Northwest, number 6. Number 5, funny enough. Gauteng.
What are you doing? Wow.
Number 4, Eastern Cape.
Uh-huh.
Number 3, Free State. Number 2, KwaZulu Natal.
Yo.
Mpumalanga. Number 1 to Mpumalanga for sure.
And vele ko KwaZulu Natal bagatori uge wa bona umuntu adla isweet nge plastic.
What does that mean? Oh, it means would you have sex with that? Okay.
Yeah.
So, what I'm saying is, guys, be safe out there. Make sure to use protection.
Umala number 1.
Folks, make sure to use protection. Stay safe, men and women.
And guys, we're not laughing at people with HIV. We're just lightening up the mood with the little jokes here and there. But it's actually a serious thing, you know. Just saying.
Protect yourselves.
Yeah, what's on your mind, Sima?
That was what's on your mind?
It was not, but it took time, bro. Okay, like, actually. Yeah.
I don't say, actually. Hey, no, I just want to talk about the end function. We want something, Zile.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I made sure we win it, Kasuile, even though we didn't win it.
what did we win?
We won. The one where we won and I spoke was Ish Sia.
Best
no, not best. Like what? The fact that we yana after that, like
bravery.
Best comeback of the year, I guess. Oh. Like,
no, we deserve best comeback of the year. Who got it?
No, green.
I was that spreading humor.
Because even after that,
fighter, my fighter.
Even after that, we still came back. And but I feel like that award deserves to go to Yanda because Yanda do la le renang tiro
oto. You
know, I feel like that award more than and yakhale. Yakhale le beta 2 days. Yakhalo ka no ba le maru. Ya tatapula. Ba ka mo ka kolwana. A ka se le bone. I feel like that award, the comeback, genuinely goes to Yanda.
Yeah, man.
Nah, shout out.
You, girl.
Nah, you stick with us. We are going to talk.
If it was me and Sima, what would you have done?
No, spread humans is my bread and butter. There's no way I'm leaving.
And I never made fun of you guys.
Yeah,
hey?
You looked at us like a sono. You're like, ish, guys, my friends did something bad.
In my head, I was like, these motherfuckers, never akai. Why didn't they do their due diligence? I'm gonna tell you guys this. I love you guys. Maralapa.
Next time. Do diligence, like accountability.
Yo,
accountability. Do diligence.
The fact that we still can't say it is disgusting me. Like
after so long.
But yeah, guys, the infection was amazing. Yo, nice. I had a lot of fun.
What was your highlight?
My highlights. I think the boat.
Oh,
boat, that's cute.
Is it a boat or an Indolander?
It's a yacht.
A yacht?
Yacht or
Indolander? What is
it? People don't know.
A ship.
Skepenyan.
Hi. What did we namela? What was that thing? Was it a boat? Hi.
Baru wenu robilen
drone. Were we on a boat or
what? Baru wenu robilen drone.
That's easy. And every chance he gets.
So that go much like. Like makaler fitam. Shotu wa cool muna. You know what I'm talking about? Chest style. What I'm gonna guys. Let's not leave the other bus. Shotu wa parantongo. Yeah. Why wanna tell you what's up?
VR.
Shotu ya parutara utara ntongo so yaki.
Boyag.
Drone. Ana utomila mo. The first one. Yay!
Yeah.
I said, nah, bro. I want a cooler shot. Please play the video chat.
Okay, back to the game.
Oh, man.
Fucking hell.
I say connect.
It's flying, bro. Chillas! What man? 5, 4, 3, 2. Chillas! Yo! Kikwas pure. Ask me any day. That was the funniest thing.
Yo, that's
Yeah, it missed me by a hair. Like, it missed me, like, that twink. And then, minang ibona, minang asu kuti ine, tipa.
Hectic.
Kari,
whoa. About that year, Aaron Fashion.
That would have hurt.
No, no, knockout, concoction. King, concussion.
Concussion. Concussion. Concussion. Mamang.
Mativel.
Mavimbel.
Mavimbel, yo. Mavimbela.
Mavimbela,
ke mang. Yo. He's part of the network, you know him.
You remember that man that was writing on the board?
And the beginning of the year?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Mavimbela. Amofa, anabamu file, jina. Apama viola, mwa, ajaka, eh. Ajaka, eh, jana, mamu file, viola, mwa, mwa, six. If you talk to Rawani, because people they say, son, hey, son, what are you drinking? I don't know, not something, but it's sweet. So I go to my side, I'm like, I carry my locality, the live or the dinner. I don't know, I'm like, I don't know. No. And we'll come to a look at some guy like
Achiva, Achiva,
Achiva, and I'm in the Sahara. You go, oh, no, no.
And then you will go.
When I had one of like the most dopest like conversations with him until after you. Yeah, but see, oh, you know, no, so such a good. Can I mean it's your grandpa before Groba or toy like great grandpa? Oh my god.
But yeah, the Skepe was my highlight, guys. It was so nice. We played games, we played mafia. Yeah, guys, Uspiwe, Uspiwe can play mafia. I'm sorry. Like, he drags. We were drunk, dude. We are sleeping. Everyone go back to sleep. I kid you not, a good 10 minutes we are sleeping. But you hear others snoring next to you. It was so bad. Like, no. Until Zozo was like, no, no, no. This is how we play the game. Then we played nice.
I blame McG. McG was already here. So McG was trying to instigate when we are in such things. Oh, no. You know what? Let's play mafia, guys. So he wanted us to play like as a group. I should pass POS, or should I play it? Yeah, yes. I come on as PML. So guys. 10 minutes, guys. Only. Hey, Joe, now listen. You guys are manjis.
I'm just carry on.
So group, what are the group you want to tackle now?
Squad, yeah. Squad, the cool squad.
Hey. Where are peace? So now. So now, can you game it on? Wait, I'm going to. Kirobeche 5 times. Both of them 2 hours. 1 hour 45 minutes. We spend in a spiel. I explain a game.
Literally.
And I said, I'm like, guys, please let's play the game.
You said in the beginning. Even.
No. Give it to the game master. Townspeople, wake up. So now, who died? That was also my highlight.
Oh, okay. I shame.
Yeah, I think the tattoo was so hectic, bruh.
Toto was an MC yesterday.
I saw on TikTok.
MC Makwaran. Oh! Engasasikwara.
I was being my birthday, just straight. I didn't shape, I didn't.
Banana.
What she's supposed to wear?
I just thought you don't show what to wear. What's the name?
This is Elaya
High. A banana. Until I paralyze, I bet you know.
Auntie,
no, banana is a petting
But that dress was nice.
Yeah,
bro.
It was cute. Shame. She looked really nice. What was his outfit?
No, I could wear a nice.
Oh, hey.
He PH. After what I had, 9 weeks. And I'm going to do this kind of song, guys.
Yeah. But anyway, that's what's on my mind, guys. You know, I really had a lot of fun. And yeah, guys, too many more. Hey.
Too many more.
Hopefully, I
just realized I've never attended a year-end function.
Bro, actually, that one was fun. Like the
it
one
was a lot of fun.
And the one, because I didn't attend the one year last year. But the one year yesterday, that was fun, bro.
Like, no, the one year last year was pop, yo. I'm sorry.
And I got me trend.
Why?
It was not plus I'm alone, anything. I was sober. I was bored. I wasn't really like close to what to do like that at that time. So I couldn't like
maneuver.
Fagaza,
like who's better, you know? I'd only better myself when like they would sit next to me and then we'd talk and then, you know, conversate. I'm busy sitting happy. I was just a happy girl.
And I'm all about Taki, but they were just entered. Ne? And we're kind of
visiting.
Sure.
Hey!
New sheriffs in town.
New sheriffs in town. Anyway, what's on your mind, Yenda?
So, okay, like a suitcase.
I got a win. I needed to change my stuff, like outfits and stuff.
Ah, wait, also, I have a question.
I'm joking. I thought we were sleeping there.
That's
why I asked you. I gave all your back and I like you gumba gumba.
Why didn't you guys sleep there? Also, this thing of having a year end, but after we still need to work, doesn't make sense. Why don't we
I think we should have worked first then.
Exactly, because what sense does it make now? The year end was yesterday. You guys got drunk as skunks, I'm sure. And you had like
skunks.
I'm sure you guys had too much fun. What sense does it make to go back to work the next day?
Yo, bruh.
I'm going to buy
sparkling water. I'm going to
That's what my Vimbela was avoiding. So not that study.
I'm a Vimbela. I don't know. It's got trouble too. Wait, how did you saw? Fun. I'm going to... And I'm feeling too wrong, man. I'm going to... Yeah. And then number I was out, bro. I even left.
I saw, by the way, you're dancing in that one video.
I was out, man. I said you guava juice. But it's December, man, guys. What must happen?
Also,
guys,
I feel like this Meg, guys, Shemwa DJ, he can stand there for 4 hours. Literally. That man.
Akul. You are foul for that.
For
me, it's too smart. Bus. I was unwinding.
Even me, when he came to fetch me in the morning, he's like, no, I'm going to fetch the bus. I'm like, wait, okay. Hey. So, what now? How I put? I went back to sleep.
Nonchalant.
But I feel like this year went by so fast, hey?
Yeah?
Like, this year went by so fast. Like,
it doesn't...
It can go, but like, I look back and I'm like, what did I do this year? Who was I this year? What happened this year?
But that's what I'm saying when it comes to years. What blink are you?
Nah.
What blink are you? I'm going to come to you. What blink are you? You're down at number 4. Huh? When did this happen? What blink are you? Udula America. When did this happen? That's why you must always be on your tippy toes. Must always be on your A game because time waits for no man, even a woman.
I'm sure let's see 2025.
Let him.
True. It's not gonna be 2026.
For sure.
Everyone wants to know if what I should have done if I didn't win this award.
I should like Kanye West.
I guess. My GF is that I will now. I think the best show we can try. I guess I will never know. Everyone wants to know. Guess I will in a way.
Yeah, he said it wrong.
like wrong, bro. Like wrong. And I guess I will never know.
And then he goes back to Bali. He's like, what does he say? What's going on?
What were the categories though? I actually want to know.
No, I wasn't there. I was going to get Habli stuff.
So I know Piano Pulse got an award because of the recent situation, because it's trendy. And Black Studios also got an award for their consistency.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you go watch the Black. And who else got an award? Who else? PD got an award.
Beautiful.
Also for. It was hosting, but I feel like when I'm hosting, I go Yakotor.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I would like to think.
The tour and the after parties.
And the after parties.
That yeah, game sure. show last year.
Yes, yes, yes. He's been killing it. And what else? The best. Yeah? What's for production? Come on. PNC, Kalvagala Diskit Jabo, Nag? Ne? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shots, I know we know what. Best drone.
too soon.
Yeah.
I feel like we should have. Actually, I feel like there should have been a category for like overall best successful show. Because this would have definitely been our year. All the sponsors, all the tours.
Yeah.
I feel like we would have carried that.
Financially, no one comes close. Sponsor wise.
I beg your shame.
Yeah, sponsor wise.
Okay.
Maybe the main show does as well.
Here and there.
We have a big head now.
Yeah.
Strong bonya, na fridinya, na hende.
Yeah, but they got an award for a best, I think, skit or best promo. With they did the presser thing, ne? Presser, ne? Presser, yeah.
Bumang.
Bumang G. It trendy, look, go to Twitter everywhere. Mm. It was like you.
That's nice.
Yeah, Renato Zabi, like a green skin, I'm a cha-cha. At least one. It's better than.
It's better than now.
But yeah.
It's been a good year though. It's been a good 3 years.
It has been.
No, man, it's been a good 2 years. Yes, it's been a good 2 years.
90% of the podcasts that are here right now were not even there when we started.
Okay, 90s are stretch, Zilaries.
Age group.
2024, 2025. Dog, isn't that like 3 years?
Yes, that's what she said.
No, she said two.
2024, 2025. We don't count 2023 because that's when you started.
But we...
Newa, who's right? Ashul. How long have you been shooting for? 3 years or 2 years?
2 years.
Damn.
3 years.
Hey, but today, let's not lie. The tours took a toll on us. Let's...
Starting from that one political party...
Woo!
Our own tour.
Like, I feel like, and I always thought I can multitask, né? But I feel like my mind has to be fixated on something for it to be provincially successful. You get it, né?
It makes sense.
It makes sense. So, the tour took a huge... Because I was telling Lufuna yesterday, I'm like, Chief, do you understand? This year we did 3 shows, but we have to give them different vibes. Let me give you an example.
Three shows?
Yes. We have to do a DSTV show whereby you don't do shit and shit. You have to do a live show whereby certain topics... The same way we do live shows is not the same way we shoot here on the
show.
You guys know. There's a certain way you need to conduct yourself when you're on stage. And you still need to come back and do a YouTube show.
Yeah.
I feel like that's why we're so fucking drained also.
So, now...
Shooting 3 episodes in one day is a sneak up in place.
Yes. And all your creativity, now we are used to...
In one day.
No, but no...
So, how are we going to be when we go national?
I think...
No.
I see national.
We have done national.
International.
Yeah.
Hi.
Continental.
Yeah, we are in Nishina.
Yeah.
Continental. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the word.
Uram 7, Continental.
No, man. Titango, Congo. No, no, no.
Continental.
Okay, Continental. Yeah, that's the word.
My theory is also, it's because it's our first time doing something like this.
Okay.
So you know how when you're an artist, the first 10 gigs, okay, 10 gigs in one day for the first time, you'll be tired. Unlike if you've been doing this for like, 3 years, you know, okay, on this gig I do this, on gig. Like, I feel like it was a very entry level. The next time, when we do it, it's going to be like, okay, now what am I doing? A live show, sharp, clean. Live show character comes in. Pa, okay, what am I doing? DSTV, okay, sharp, I'm not swearing. Pa, what am I doing? YouTube, come on, let's go crazy.
But now at least we swear. Not that it's a good thing, but now we swear.
Watch
now.
Us at 9. PM, y'all. Love you, lads.
But yeah, man, we...
On
163.
Eh, Muna. Resorte, like, understatement.
It's an understatement.
No, like, resorte.
Ralenga. Yo. But the next day, we're going to come back bigger and better.
We're going to get a champion.
Folks, we can come back March.
And we are coming for everything next year. We are coming for everything.
No, we can come back come March.
Why? We can't. Why?
I feel like if anybody deserves a fucking break, it's us. Excuse my French.
You know what I call it? It's growing pains, bro.
For sure, for sure.
Call it growing pains. Like, I kid you not, I feel like main the reason Lord, if I talk at some point, I feel them.
Sure.
So, no, better DSTV. And because I know, because at the end of the day, this is your bread and butter.
Yeah.
We used to pray for times
like these.
It was there for you. So,
I'm very grateful for the work that I do. And honestly, I'm grateful that when it's all said and done, people will be able to say that Mac G and Spreading Humors were the first podcast to do a live national tour, right? Thank you.
Oh, by the way, LT Durle, Mac G, bitch.
Why would he say that?
Oh, later, Jesus.
Hanga, Zalaga, Zalaga. Hanga, Zalaga, yeah.
Oh, but who is that song?
Mm.
What else does he have?
Exactly, thank you.
Oh. Oh, later, because they had him on something that we always. You know what's crazy? Was something that we once did. Like, ne? We're bringing your boss at the year end.
Okay.
Remember when we had 23 episodes we brought Meg G?
Yeah. Yo.
So they
that
have
was
it.
In 2023.
They are doing it now.
Exactly. Ah, no. We are the big dogs. I don't want to lie.
Okay. So they were doing it. I think that was cool. But yeah, they were doing it. Like with JLT, you know, and stuff like
that's
that.
That's beautiful. Ooh, so why did he call our gen boss a dad? I mean, a bitch.
I don't know. You know when I sleep at cafe, I know.
So why did they call Mac a bitch?
I don't know. We are mokopela the guest. Are Mac G? We are playing phone. La runyaka the guest on to, looking the guest on the main show.
Wait, Mac G was asking them.
We are playing LT. Yo, can you please? I want to interview Mama. I want to interview Mama.
Is that true?
I don't know. Oh. I get a podcast.
Okay. On a platform.
Hey, like, hey, now I'm still lurking as sardines in this ocean. Quality sharks. McGilly, El Tito are sharks. I will never understand.
El Tito's a shark.
When I was did about start? To say, dude, it's not even about starting. It's about.
When did he start?
Malobanya.
Wasn't it last year?
No, actually, no. Okay.
No.
When was it?
El Tito's actually been around. There was a.
No, what is it? Yeah. Okay. But let's at least in terms of podcasting war. Let's not lie. In terms
he
of
up there.
Hey. At least okay, I'm a leveling yak. Uko dim. One grade beta.
By an inch.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's
I don't agree with that.
What?
The fact that I've never sat down and I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch this. Like,
I don't see it enough on my FYP. Nah. Like, I see Nugent more than I see El Tito.
Yeah.
I see Babyzan in open chat more than El Tito.
Can we be honest? Nah? Open chat this year kicked bums, man. I'm not going to lie. Open chat this year.
Fought.
Well, besides the swearing, Siva, and to
no, I'm scratching. Oh, my
sorry, eye. Yeah, but open chats, I kid you not, bro. Like, and they even dressed it up with open dates.
Nahan,
you saw when they do open dates,
huh?
Yeah, like I kid you not. They when I saw them, I'm like, okay, now it's crunch time. They are you look how you look, calculated. I feel like they did their thing, man. From even surviving Makalati, 1, 2, 3, and yeah, hey, they did. But there was a tour there whereby they beefed with you, me, and
they never beefed with me.
They never, no?
Mm-mm.
But respect. But yeah, that's me.
I don't think it's like a respect thing. I just think, I don't really like entertain beefs. If someone says something about me today, I'm not going to respond.
Mm.
Like, I will not give you the privilege of, you know, me responding to you. Mm. Beefs are not worth my time. And at the end of the day, they won't buy you a house in Bryanston.
Yeah. On that note, anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching. Please do like, comment, share, and subscribe.
We love you, Lords. Kisses.
Bye.
See you guys at the Old Black. Ragauru,
mostrating. Afan?
Mostrating in.
In a way.
Not even. I haven't done anything with anyone.
What, since when? It's better when you mind your own business. At this point.
I think so.
At this point.
Date is a big word, hey? Hashil.
Let her be a rain. I thought I had it alone.
Can you? Tato alone. Instead of around crash it out, I told you. All of them are celebrate. Oh, Glomukwaka off day. But to me, I can give you credit. Yesterday, you were not drunk, Shem.
Yeah.
Shame. You behaved, Shem. I'm always like that. Now don't spoil it.
Okay, so.
Hey! Hey, I'm going to spill my one very connect. I mean, or the level edition. Or not, I'm going to give you pretty much.
Emhlabeni kaJehova subscribe anina futhi nibabi if ubhekele channel for 10 minutes longer and awaka subscribe umubi dog that's why bakuchithela ngoba awuna commitment unama commitment issues subscribe lapho ngeke sizwe ngawo